Ms. Linda.
Okay, I think all of us are here, so the minutes, we have a draft copy of the minutes. So we need to, anything we need to change in the minutes, you have to have time to read it. And if my phone rings or jingles, it's because
it's smartphone.
It's taking control over me. It's controlling me right now. I want my old phone back, but it wasn't doing right.
Is that a Galaxy 6?
No, it's a Verizon Android. Hi, Flo.
You want to send your voice?
So you want a motion to approve the minutes?
Yes, I need a motion to approve the minutes.
So move.
A second.
All right, we have a motion and a second to approve our May 11th, 2015 minutes. All in favor?
Aye.
Anyone opposed, then minutes are official. And we don't have agenda before us, so I guess we just need to kind of come up to date on what we, where we are and the, you know, the ordinance has been done and all that.
On Friday, I emailed all the finance board members and others the ordinance that was approved by the board of supervisors on May 20th. And in that ordinance, I included some of the additional exhibits. One, the trust joinder agreement, which is to be signed by the treasurer and the county administrator. And then also, I just put some information in for the VIP program application, which needs to be signed by the treasurer as well. And then there was a section regarding contribution details. These were not binding instructions, but they wanted to know what the initial deposit amount was going to be, the date of the deposit, and if there's going to be any type of withdrawals and what the purpose for the withdrawals would be. So they wanted to see just kind of a somewhat of a cash flow if they feel that the county is going to be withdrawing funds at somewhat of a regular basis, or if we have set time frames where we may be doing so. So that's kind of where what I have for the finance board.
Okay. Do you think we ought to talk about set times for withdrawals? I mean, is there any key situations that may be a possibility?
Well, there's it's twice a year, right?
Yeah.
You can do twice a month.
Twice a month.
Oh, twice a month.
Right. So would that be a month, or would that be a time that we would?
There's two days in each month that you need to make withdrawals.
Yes, I can remember it's the 1st and the 15th, or the 15th and the 30th. One of the two. I can't remember which one it is.
But it's pretty standard. So, Linda's folks should be able to plan against that, right?
Yes. Oh, yes.
And we just.
Because Eric gives me the wires ahead of time now. So.
And we just sent $3.5 million worth of wires up to Linda's office on Friday. And they went out today. Mm-hmm. So I'm not sure what, I don't know if you have the bank statements for where we are today. Like I said, I'm not sure what the current balance is in the right at this moment. Not including, obviously, the 3.5 probably hasn't hit yet.
No.
And in addition.
It'll show tomorrow.
And then in addition, I've submitted for a requisition for the middle school project, so we'll have an additional $1 million coming back into the county. Mm-hmm. So that's as far as what the current balance is and what.
Now, I just pulled this off right before I came down here because I've been on the phone with Wells Fargo because we had a couple with the things we had to set up. But we had 20 million, and out of that 20 million, we have to take out 3.5.
Yep.
And then, of course, the schools is going to have their $2.5 million payroll coming out
on Monday.
So that's going to leave us, if we take all that, $14
million. Plus we have a million that'll be coming back in.
Okay. And plus the million over here, and then
the lowest, I think the lowest over historical over the last 3 or 4 years has been like $6.5 million was the lowest balance.
I think it was like six. I don't have the rate in front of me. It was like $6.5-$7 million, I think, is what the.
So, your initial run of $5 million,
you
could pop that in. We may decide 3 months from now that, or 6 months from now, that another $1.5 million can go in.
Right.
Because you're going to need to develop a withdrawal plan, maybe you're going to want to pay the annual debt service amounts.
Schools, yeah.
Maybe you're going to want to pay some other, you know, big things, you know, things that are $100,000 or $200,000 or more.
We could feasibly put more in there, and then we could say come, you know, June 30th of every year, right before we know that major debt service payments are going to go up. Well, then we can withdraw, you know, if it's $3.5 million.
Six point eight is the low balance.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Since January of 12. Up through December,
and that's after bills have been paid. So you probably could put 8 or 9 or 10 million in there, and then on a monthly basis just monitor and pull some out. I'm just not sure that I would necessarily recommend starting with that. I'd start with 5 million.
5 million,
and then over the course of the remainder of this calendar year, work on and plan for when numbers are going to move. Because I think we should increase that to as much as you reasonably feel comfortable with and that the finance board would approve, especially since you have the flexibility of twice a month withdrawals.
Yeah. So the school payroll's been pretty constant. I
mean, they're consistent about $2.5 million.
Yeah, 2.5 each month.
Mm-hmm.
And then the county, we just
kind of... Yeah, county, we're...
So, I mean, if that's the case, you've got 14 plus a million, 15, but let's say it's only 10 million.
That's just the general fund.
Yes, that's just the general fund.
Okay. And then we've got...
So the school investment fund is going to come back. That's the $1 million you're talking about.
Yeah, that's coming out.
Yep.
So that goes back into general fund, and then we still have the LGIP that, Linda, you said you wanted to leave that there for a little bit longer.
Yeah.
And see?
Yeah.
And then the Wells Fargo other brokerage account,
that's in August.
In August.
So we're going to, as soon as that comes due, that's going to roll over into that.
So the Wells Fargo will roll into the VIP.
And the school.
The LGIP will watch for this year and sometime later.
Well, we may only want to watch it 6 months.
Okay. Well, that's what I mean. This year.
Yeah.
This calendar year. And then make a decision sometime this calendar year on whether to leave it or to roll
it. Or if I see it's not, then we can move that at any time.
That's
a flexibility we have.
Right. Does the board need to act on that, Linda, or can you do that on your own?
I can do that on my own.
Okay. Once the authority is in there, she has the authority to move in and out of that account.
Yeah.
The only thing the finance board would be potentially concerned about would be if there's too little in there relative to the amount that could be in there.
Right.
And I don't mean, you know, $300,000 off. I'm talking about you could have $10 million in there and you only got $3 million in there. Then the finance board might ask questions about it.
Yeah.
But in general, you're going to be managing within a $500 or $1 million range.
Right.
So. I think the idea of making a systematic approach by starting with 50% available and then gradually increasing that as you monitor cash flow, I think will really help not just the county, but I think it'll help your folks too, because now you're only having to monitor one
thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, as long as it's the best game in town.
Yeah. You know,
the second there's another better game in town
then we can
look. But I doubt that this will float just as well as anything else will float, and I doubt that this will end up being too much lower than anything else, except for long-term investments. And we're not going to be putting a lot in long-term investments tied up because we don't have.
And the one thing that's going to change our situation, what's going to keep more cash in the liquid cash right now, is the fact that the board went with the Motorola lease. Because if we started paying for that from cash, at whatever point that $7 million is used for whatever project, then
we would have to.
Then the finance board and treasurer will have to revisit. Mm-hmm. What amounts to keep in there at that point. So, but for the meanwhile,
pack a bunch of it in there and then monitor it really closely for the rest of the calendar year.
Yeah, for 6 months.
Yeah.
So Eric, we get this signed, and if we can, do you have wire instructions to them?
I can.
If we can get those wire instructions,
yeah.
I can move that money instantly.
Yeah, that's fine. And like I said, as far as now, as far as this form here, so the application, you have that right there.
Yes.
Now, I don't know if you want a secondary contact. I just put you in there, and you have to sign. And if you choose to have secondary contact, you can. And then we just need to kind of give some of these.
We probably are going to need a secondary contact, because with my situation with Richard right now, you know, so Glory and I are kind of in the same boat here, you know. Unfortunately,
yeah.
So what do you want to do? You want me to put you there?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be fine. So one or the other of us will be.
Yeah,
okay.
So we can just go ahead and write Gloria's name in there, or I can go downstairs and just.
We'll just pull, just reprint the electric, because we're not signing on that page, are we?
I am, but.
Linda has to sign right here, I can go downstairs and redo this.
We can do that after the meeting, yeah.
Yeah, that's fine. The only document that we need to sign is the joint trust agreement, which is.
Eric, is a place on here, because I would like for you to get the statements also.
You know, I'm sure you could probably.
Go online and look that up, or ask them what I do.
Yeah, we can ask them, I'm sure they would probably.
Because I'd like you, or Moselle, or somebody else, or maybe Mr. Garcia would like to get those.
So this is.
It's probably better if it comes to a county address.
Yeah, okay.
So here is the joint, the trust joint agreement, and this is for.
This was my reading information.
So that's for you to find, so signature page is right there for the treasurer.
And today is the 13th.
Yes, that's Friday, 13th, that's a plus.
2015.
What monster comes out on Friday, the 13th? Jasper?
I've never seen any.
What's the thing that came out?
Jason?
Mr.
Oh, yeah.
Mr. Steve?
Ski mask thing, or the hockey mask thing.
And I could probably just call this one and just email me whatever I need, because that's the easiest way to do this.
And then that's at your end.
Kelly?
And it doesn't cost us but a dollar to borrow this.
Yeah, let's see, Kelly.
Kelly?
Now, we have a meeting on Mondays, right? Monday, what is this, second Monday? Second Monday? Do we need to meet every month or every other month? What do you think? Every month, every other month?
I think we should probably meet.
Every month for a while?
At least through the end of the year.
Okay, all right.
And having said that, I won't be here the second Monday.
Well, it's really kind of hard, because we meet with Steve on the second Monday.
Yeah.
Let's wait till September.
Yeah.
All right.
So I spent all my day with Steve today.
All right, so that would be, what is that date? That is September.
You're not allowed vacation, by the way.
Okay, so it's 14th.
8th.
No, September?
Yeah, September 8th.
Oh, I'm sorry, I'm looking at Monday.
No, you're right.
Oh, it's not, it's the 13th?
14th.
14th, oh, okay. All right, that's the next meeting.
Now, it's still listed at 2:00. Do you want to do 2:00, or do you want to do 3:00?
We changed it to 2:00 for Linda, I'm flexible.
I mean, we're not going to fill up an hour.
No, so three's good.
Okay, 3:00.
That way I have at least a little while between 1:00 and.
Yeah. Okay.
Time to digest.
No, to do everything I didn't get done in.
So Kelly, you just have to pull that one up on your calendar and change it to.
3:00.
3 to 4 instead.
So does that suit you better?
Either one works for me.
Because it's usually only a half an hour.
Mondays are, I'm flexible on Mondays.
Okay.
So one thing, just to get some clarification on, because I could do this up and I can work with you, Linda, as far as this application. So we'll add Gloria on here as the secondary contact, and you can sign that. As far as the initial deposit, we'll put the $5 million, and then I'll state maybe also, are we going to want to move this additional, are you going to do $5 million plus $1 million at another point, or are you just going to want to?
We're only going to do 4 now.
4 plus the 1. Okay, and then we'll also state on another cash flow statement that in
June,
as far as the additional $2 million, we're going to say in August or September.
Yeah, because that's August. Yeah, we'll move that. Oh, look, somebody's phone.
Mine.
It's the.
I thought I turned it off.
Appointment reminder that Kelly just sent us all.
Oh.
Okay, so 4 plus the 1, then in October or September.
I think it's the middle of August. So as soon as it's, yeah.
Okay, so we'll say, like I said, this is non-binding. So,
right, so
approximately,
August. It could be the first through the 1st.
Another $2 million we'll transfer into there. Okay.
Right?
And then and then I'm assuming that there'll be no withdrawals for the next 12 months at this point, or should we, like I said, it's non-binding, so.
So what else, what other wires do you guys have that are up there other than the $2 million for the school?
I would just list occasional, unexpected.
Yeah.
Do you have to put a date?
No, I mean, I think if they know.
They want to know how much they're going to flux the whole pool.
They want to be able to plan ahead, and if they know that we're going to have, you know, maybe like a very scheduled, say, $5 million on this date, but we've got some debt service wires that go out in January, but it's nothing like the wires that we just had go out, so.
Yeah, I put
as generic an intro.
3.5 is the biggest we have, and that's all July.
Yep.
Okay.
So that's fine, then I'll do this, and I'll add that, and we'll conclude that cash flow statement stating some of that other information.
Okay.
And I can get you an exact date in August, but I don't think it matters if it's the first one.
It's, like I said, it's non-binding, they just want an estimate, so.
Okay, anything else we need to come before the finance board? If not, we can have a motion to adjourn until September 14th.
So moved.
So moved.
All right, it's moved in second, y'all approve? Anyone object?
I like these meetings.
Yeah.